This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Since pits are aging slowly, is expanded plutonium pit production needed? Why does it matter whether plutonium pits are aging before their time? We all age, we get old, and we die. But that's not what the Department of Energy DOE and the National Nuclear Security Administration NNSA want for their plutonium pits. They want to make sure they will live forever. DOE has always done experiments about the lifetime of the plutonium pits in the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. The recently released 2-page executive summary of the Unclassified Plutonium Aging Report outlines DOE's plans to keep an eye on pit aging until at least 2040. That work is done at the Nevada National Security Sites, NNSS, formerly the Nevada Test Site, by conducting subcritical nuclear weapons experiments there. In October 2025, DOE one-page fact sheet, Why Subcritical Experiments, on their work at the Enhanced Capabilities for Subcritical Experiments, or the ECSE facility, reports, quote, in the absence of full-scale nuclear testing, the U.S. relies on the National Nuclear Security Administration to certify the effectiveness of its nuclear deterrent, the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. To do this, NNSA must assess issues which may affect the stockpile, including the effects of aging, the impact of evolving manufacturing processes on weapon safety and performance, approaches to stockpile life extension programs, and the results of significant finding investigations. Subcritical experiments at the NNSS fulfill these responsibilities and test nuclear weapons without achieving criticality. Combined with advanced theory, modeling, and simulation tools, subcritical experiments certify our nation's nuclear deterrent in the absence of nuclear testing and are essential for NNSA to maintain and modernize the stockpile, end quote. Don't we know enough? Plutonium is dangerous. It causes cancer. It is radioactive for approximately 240,000 years. Once it is released into the environment, it is impossible to clean it up, etc., etc., etc. Will more experiments reveal any new information? DOE hid important information during the recent public review and comment opportunity for the draft programmatic environmental impact statement for plutonium pit production, the draft PEIS. Will they continue to keep information from the public? Nuclear Watch New Mexico had to sue DOE for the release of the Plutonium Aging Executive Summary. It was made available days after the end of the PEIS comment period, which ended on July 16, 2026. DOE withheld it and is still withholding crucial documents. Over this long weekend, please take a few minutes to submit a supplemental draft PEIS public comment. A sample public comment letter is available at nukewatch.org. Thank you. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.